There's been a lot of reaction to Musi Maimane's visit to Israel, his picture with Benjamin Netanyahu, the ANC in the Western Cape, said it was revolted by Maimane's meetings with Israeli leaders. And there is the ANC response as well, saying that the opposition party had betrayed efforts by Nelson Mandela and Oliver Tambo to build solidarity with the Palestinians. Many organizations, many people are talking about it and tweeting about it. But the DA's response, they're saying that Maimane had met with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and other opposition politicians, and that some meetings had also been cancelled, particularly with President of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, who cancelled due to a scheduling conflict. That's what they're saying. But Mabini Siyabi is the spokesperson for Musi Maimane, and he joins us now. Welcome to the show. My question to you is, it isn't illegal to visit Israel. It's not even illegal to take a picture with Benjamin Netanyahu. But there is a history here. And the history is that Israel backed and supported apartheid South Africa. Israel is being condemned for illegal settlements. The United Nations Security Council has expressed its pronouncement on this. There was the Secretary of State of the United States recently also lambasting Israel. Symbolically, Musi Maimane being there with Netanyahu and taking pictures with all this history taking into account is problematic.
I hear your concern, but we must also look at this in the wider picture and the reason for the visit by the leader of the Democratic Alliance.
Can you speak up a bit, please? We can't hear you. You're speaking too softly, yeah?
What are the visits in order to look at the situation firsthand from a both an Israeli perspective as well as a Palestinian perspective, where the leader met, as you've correctly stated, with the Israeli president. He had set up a meeting with the Palestinian authorities president, who had cancelled at the last minute, but he did meet with Palestinian officials there as well as activists. And this is to ensure that we can, as South Africans represented in Parliament as an opposition party and a party that once occupied the...
This line is bad. This is too important a matter to just sweep through and carry on with in this bad line. What I'll do is put you back on hold. The line is atrocious. I've got a lot of questions that I would like to answer to ask you, and I want to give you a fair chance to respond to them. And let me just say this: I know this is an emotive issue in South Africa, but let's just be real here. My experience as a talk show host is that every time you speak Middle East politics, it goes south. It goes the other way. And I'm unapologetically dealing with this matter because it is important. And I know already there's reaction that seems to suggest that there's anti-Semitism when Israel is being criticized. I make a distinction between the state of Israel and Jewish identity. This is not an attack on Jewish identity. I am dealing with this solely from a political point of view, and we're dealing with the state of Israel, and we're not going to conflate those two. At least I don't intend to, but I would like to hear your thoughts on 011-883-0702. I'm sorry, the line was just so bad. I asked you a very long question about the symbolism of all of this, given the history of apartheid South Africa with Israel.
As I was stating, I understand the concern of many South Africans, but we must look at this matter holistically. And the reason for the leaders of the Democratic Alliance's visit to both Israel and Palestine and meeting with both Israeli and Palestinian activists, we want to understand this matter at a first-hand basis, because we're not just a party of opposition, we're a party in government in many jurisdictions across South Africa, and we're a party that wants to enter the union buildings in 2019. Therefore, we must have a full understanding of the crisis that is in this region. Therefore, we want to understand fully so that we as South Africans can play a meaningful role in resolving the crisis.
With all due respect, I mean, what is it that you don't understand? Let's just go back to apartheid South Africa. If people were taking pictures with the apartheid government and saying, no, we want to understand apartheid, it's about human rights, it's about illegal settlements, it is about occupation, it is about Israel's backing of apartheid and where we are now in 2017 as a free South Africa. What is it that the DA doesn't seem to understand? And I wonder, how might you have reacted started during apartheid, when people were posing with the with Verwoerd and saying, no, we just want to understand.
As a political party, merely to rely on media reports and various reports, we need to get a first-hand understanding of what's happening there. And that includes meeting with both sides of this matter. And we, as the Democratic Alliance, support the UN's resolution as well as the South African government's position on this matter, which calls for a two-state solution. And therefore, if we want this two-state solution, then we need to have all the facts on the table and understand how, what is the road forward and how can we solve this crisis. Because it's not just a crisis of that region. It's an international crisis, the crisis that affects all South Africans. And South Africans are foreign policy supposedly based on human rights. So is our foreign policy.
But that's exactly the point. Based on human rights, and illegal settlements are not human rights. Surely Musi Maimane should have been attuned to that, should have been sensitive to the fact that he is standing there posing with a party that is seen as the powerful party in this saga, in this crisis.
But as I've said already, that we need to understand both sides of the story. And I think this thing has been one-sided, but people have been focusing on the fact that we went to Israel, in fact that we have been to Palestine as well, to understand the grievances of the people of Palestine. Because it would be irresponsible for us to make a position and articulate a position without having all the facts on the table.
I think positions have been articulated even in the United Nations, which is why I'm surprised that as the DA, you don't know, you don't have the clarity. The world body has spoken on this particular matter.
But as a party represented in Parliament that wants to bring solutions to the table, we must be able to go there with some empirical evidence and of our own observations. The region there.
Do you doubt the legitimacy of illegal settlements?
I'm not doubting the legitimacy, but as a political party represented in South Africa and various other international bodies, we need to ensure that we have the right information and that we get this information firsthand.
And just talk to me about the use of the South African flag. I mean, Musi Maimane is not the head of state. He's not the president of South Africa. On what basis was Musi using the SA flag in his pick with Prime Minister Netanyahu?
That was not an arrangement made by us. It was an arrangement made by Netanyahu's office.
And you couldn't correct them as to the sensitivity and inappropriateness of it? It just happened to you?
We're not going to dictate the terms of on which.
If I'm going somewhere and I'm representing, say, Ridi Tlhabi as a television talk show host, and then 702's banner is used, I would intervene. I'm using a very simple example to communicate something that's serious. I would intervene and say, no, that's not appropriate. Could you ask your guys to please remove this and put this symbolically? It is problematic.
I don't see why that's problematic, the South African flag being used in this regard.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Your first answer was that we were not responsible for it. They did it, which was a tacit acknowledgement that perhaps it was inappropriate because he's not the head of state. Now you're saying that you don't think that there was anything wrong with it. Is that your final position?
The African flag is owned by the people of South Africa. It's not the head of state alone.
But hold on, Mabine. When somebody who's the leader of the official opposition party goes to visit and is standing on the global stage with the Prime Minister of Israel, a controversial figure, I might add, and the South African flag is there, I think that you are smart enough, and Musi Maimane is smart enough to see that symbolically, it's communicating to the world that this is South Africa's stance. This is a message from someone powerful in South Africa. A flag is not just the flag in that context. It is speaking about two nations coming together. And I'm saying that Musi Maimane cannot be going there as a representative of a nation, given that he's not the head of state.
He can go there as a representative of Parliament and in his own private capacity to essentially represent the party there. And there's nothing
the party, exactly. Why didn't you?
Wrong with that. Because equally so, we have a diplomatic representation as a country in Israel. Therefore, those arrangements were made by Netanyahu's office to ensure that the right protocol is followed from a leader of South Africa. Maybe not the government's leader, but this is a leader of South Africa, the official leader of the official opposition, a constitutionally recognized position.
I think you are waffling, Mabini. I mean, you're talking about we have representations. I'm talking about the nation, the state, and the DA was not representing that. You could have used then the DA's flag if you were there representing the DA. But I'm saying that it was quite cunning to agree to put the South African flag there, knowing the kind of message that that would send out. But we have run out of time. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Yep, you make up your own mind. And again, make a distinction between what is legal and what is just. The fact is, it's not illegal to pose with Netanyahu, but there is a brutal, ugly, and bloody history, and you've got to be careful how you approach this conflict.